BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hi, I'm Amol Rajan, and welcome to the Rethink podcast. The pandemic has forced change on all our lives. For some, temporarily. For others, things will never be the same again. But could it be a turning point, not just for individuals, but also for societies? In her memoir, The Education of an Idealist, Samantha Power, former US ambassador to the UN and professor of practice at Harvard Law School and Harvard Kennedy School, confronts one of the central paradoxes of our time. The most pressing challenges of today require international cooperation. But many elements of international cooperation, already under strain before COVID-19, are buckling today. This is what Power grapples with as she asks us to rethink global governance. As you'll hear, many of the recommendations Power makes are familiar. But they gain authority and urgency not only from her career at the top of international diplomacy, but from the fact that the basic rights she wants to see become universal seem to be in retreat. Echoing other essays for Rethink, she argues that COVID-19 could be just the spur we need to win the argument, as other generations had to win it in earlier eras, for justice and peace that doesn't respect national borders.
Although public health experts have been rightly warning for years that the world was unprepared for a large-scale pandemic, few might have predicted one aspect of the response: the show of individual and collective solidarity that, in the early months of the pandemic, has shut down entire nations. Even though the United States, for example, is run by a president who encouraged anti-science and anti-lockdown views, most Americans still answered the call to comply with highly restrictive health guidelines, despite knowing that doing so would cause severe economic pain. The result of this collective sacrifice globally, according to scientists? The loss of at least 305 million jobs worldwide, but the prevention of hundreds of millions of new coronavirus infections and the avoidance of more than 3 million COVID-related deaths in Europe alone. Remarkably, people taking preventive steps reported themselves more motivated by the desire to protect others than to protect themselves. So what can we glean from this? Yes, of course, as a general rule, people don't want to get sick and die. But also, we largely recognize that no man is an island, and by and large, we want to help and not harm others, even if it means making some sacrifices ourselves. As the temptation now beckons to ease up on social distancing, we must recommit ourselves to these truths. And when the worst of the pandemic is behind us, we must do the same in creating a revamped and much more far-sighted international system. Given severe ongoing U.S.-China tensions, this won't be easy, as the lure of zero-sum thinking in Washington and Beijing is growing by the day. But if anything reminds us of the futility of a go-it-alone mindset, it is the devastation caused by a pandemic that respects no borders. The elements of a reformed global system would be, first and foremost, dramatic improvements in national governance. Simply put, an intergovernmental system can't function if the governments comprising that system do not competently govern. The late U.S. diplomat Richard Holbrooke once remarked that blaming the United Nations for a crisis was like blaming Madison Square Garden when the New York Knicks play badly. You are blaming a building. International institutions gather the best and worst habits and practices of the nation states that comprise them, and COVID will not change that. But the institutional weaknesses that COVID exposed inside countries and the growing hunger for reality-based leadership among voters provide an opening for significant domestic reforms in which far greater emphasis is placed on confronting economic inequality and racial injustice, replacing rotting infrastructure, and bridging partisan divides. Second, global cooperative bodies currently comprised of governments should both incorporate and be supplemented by much more diverse networks, which rely not only on states for funding and expertise, but also on non-governmental organizations, philanthropists, private sector innovators, and citizens who now more readily see their fates as tied to the improved performance of broad-based international coalitions. Third and finally, the world's open societies must recognize that basic freedoms are coming under severe threat. Those countries dedicated to science, pluralism, and democratic values need to stand together within global fora on behalf of our common humanity and common security. China's President Xi Jinping would like nothing more than to rewrite the rules of the international system to align them more closely with China's. This would mean that international bodies would become far more deferential to state power, and that they would undertake less human rights promotion and enforcement, be less transparent, and offer less independent monitoring at just the time when we need much more of each. The COVID-19 pandemic has inspired impressive community solidarity, but it has also shown the limits of what individuals can achieve when national and global systems don't perform. We cannot afford to learn this lesson twice.
That was Samantha Power. Our huge thanks to her. Stirring stuff, wasn't it? But I detected a dark undertone. Power seems to be saying that for all the possibilities COVID-19 affords us, there are underlying trends which do not bode well. I was also struck by her strong emphasis on healthy institutions, which reflect the best and worst of the countries from whence they spring. After the massacre that ended in 1945, the world invented new institutions to address the greatest challenges of that era. Do we need to do the same today? And if so, might Samantha Power, a highly educated idealist, play an important role in them? Thanks for listening to this episode of the Rethink podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear more, head to BBC Sounds, where you can hear lots of essays on a range of issues.